You're listening to SBS News.
Along the south coast of New South Wales, the familiar aftermath of yet another dangerous fire day was present. Structures near Maruya were left charred and warped by flames after conditions deteriorated on Thursday. This is what volunteer firefighters were up against as they tried to defend properties. There were more reminders of the dangers of this deadly fire season after a truck rolled near Mogo late last night. All six on board were taken to hospital for assessment, but no serious conditions were reported. Witness William Nye says it was a confronting scene.
Turned and slid out and was still sliding when they come around here and took all that railing out. And then went down, like, just near that wood bridge.
Fire conditions have eased significantly with an increase in humidity and rainfall across parts of the state. But New South Wales Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons says people can't afford to be complacent.
We've seen a significant easing in the fire conditions. Having said that, there is still thousands of kilometres of fire edge across more than 60 fires around New South Wales. That need to be consolidated, that need to be established and need to be worked on by firefighters in order to try and gain the upper hand on these fires before we see a return to drier conditions.
As the clean-up continues, New South Wales Police have announced the strike force tasked with investigating suspicious or deliberately lit bushfires has been expanded. Stuart Smith is an assistant commissioner.
It's about zeroing in on serial arsonist behaviour that occurs, obviously, during the bushfire period.
The New South Wales south coast town of Cobargo is still reeling from the New Year's Eve blazes. Father and son Robert and Patrick Solway died protecting their property. Today at their funerals, they were remembered as true farm boys with an insatiable work ethic who were dedicated to their families and community. Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.